my brothers and my sisters in Christ Jesus. I greet you from the wonderful island nation of Sri Lanka, where, as throughout the entire world, because the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, as it says in the Psalms, I think either 23 or 24, first verse, yes, in this part as well, on this little island in the Indian Ocean that belongs to Him, the King of Kings, Lord of Lords, one over all, I greet you. And I greet you, interestingly enough, how many people in Sri Lanka are listening? It's a bit surprising, actually. I thought, you know, a lot of the people that were checking in were from the States, but a lot of people here. And different countries. Hey, wherever it is that you are in the world, that you hear this, and whenever it is that you hear this, because we know that as these go out, as God sends these words out, that they reach people at different times, but the Spirit of God knows what you need, and so He always puts it in there. You know, that's something too. You know, with the Word, the Word is alive. The Word has life, because the Spirit of God is in the Word, and because He works through whoever He chooses, however He chooses, whenever He chooses, that's His prerogative. And the best thing that we can do is just make ourselves yielded vessels for Him to do it as He pleases. That's kind of our role in the process. But, yeah, when you do that, the Word, when it reaches you, it's timely, it's in season, and God puts in there what it is that you need for right now. You know, there is that appropriate word at the appropriate time that God gives to keep you encouraged in the journey, to keep you encouraged on the path, to let you know that this is the peace that you need for this day. Give us this day our daily bread is the prayer. And God desires to give you His rhema for this day. Rhema is the spoken word of God. God desires to give you, to speak into your life what it is that you truly need for this day. To make sure that you continue strong on the path. That you move past the discouragement and past the affliction and past the struggle of your external circumstance, your external situation, the quagmire that you find yourself in. God wants you to look past that and to look to Him, the author and the finisher of your faith, who, Jesus, for the joy set before Him, He endured the cross, scorning the shame. What was the joy set before Him? Well, the joy of being married to you and I for all eternity. And the cross was necessary to make that happen. The cross was essential in order for that to come to pass. So Jesus, knowing that that was the price that needed to be paid for the redemption of His bride, and He, loving us, He first loved us, and He, first loving us, went and said and paid that price in His own blood, with His own life, to make the way for us to be made right with the Father, for us to be in relationship with Him. True, lasting, eternal relationship is what we now have in Christ Jesus. And it is a blessed, wonderful thing. Ah, yes. With people that write in, we love it. You know what? Hey, we love it when we get your mails. Because, you know, whatever it is, whether you like us, whether you don't like us, whether, you know, whatever it might be, is cool. But we like to hear from you. Because we always like to know kind of where people are at and what's going on with you. And we like to share and encourage you to keep going. Because, look, if you disagree, well, if you're on the path of truth and you're seeking God, God will eventually bring all things together. Because it is the truth, capital T, and Jesus being the way, the truth, and the life, the truth, and Christ is one. So truth is one. Now, there may be different ways that God manifested in the earth, just like there is different ways that God manifests His gifts and the Spirit through the lives of different people. Like one person may be very artistic, you know, the other person may be, have a very analytical mind, or maybe very good strategically. You don't know, but God, by His Spirit, animates that person to be able to do that. God, by His Spirit, brings the best. God brings the best out of any heart that is given over to Him. He takes those skills, He takes those talents, He takes those abilities that you have, and when they're thrown down at His feet, and you run from them, even as Moses did the serpent, when you pick it back up again, it is now that thing animated by God. So the staff of God, which was the way that it was referred to after Moses' experience, from that point forward, everywhere that he took it, it was the staff of God. From that point forward, as Moses had run away from his own perception of himself, just a shepherd out there guarding a few sheep, as soon as he let that go, God was able to take him and do something with him. And see, God desires to take you and do something with you, but you got to let that go. You got to let go what it is that you believed in, that you held higher than you held your esteem for your relationship with God. See, a lot of people, they place their religious service at an even higher level than they do truth or Jesus. So they put something else up there. And then it gets very, very hard for them later on to change that, because they've invested so much in building the quote-unquote church, building the building, building the, you know, setting things up. They put so much in that for them to say they were wrong is a hard thing. It's a traumatic thing. How can you tell a man that he's been wrong with the last 30 years of his work? How can you tell a man that he's wrong when he's off track? You know, that's the thing. When people were really seeking Jesus, one thing that's very interesting for me is how, when you read the scriptures, for anybody that was really, truly seeking Christ Jesus, whenever He came into their life, whenever truth came into their life, whenever the way came into their life, whenever the option for something real came into their life, they didn't care what it cost them, because they were so hungry for it. So you remember the story of Zacchaeus. You know, when he came down and salvation had come to that house, he paid back everybody double that he'd stolen from, and four times from anybody that he'd stolen from, or a double from the ones that he had cheated. I mean, he didn't care about the money anymore. He'd give it all away to everybody. Why? Because he found what really was of value, which was a relationship with Christ Jesus. And whatever it is that Christ would have for them, they would do. Whatever it is that He would manifest His way in and through them, that would be part of His long-term plan and part of His joy. To see His children flourish. To see His children go from glory to glory and from strength to strength. You know, God wants us to live the abundant life. But in order for that to happen, you and I, we've got to go His way. You know, we can't, look, you can't expect to live the abundant life if it's the case that you would try to plan it out for yourself. That's not going to work. There's a way that seems right to a man, the end thereof are the ways of death. So, you know, something too, even God's been speaking to me about, has been to stop planning. You know, especially for somebody with an analytical mind, that's a little bit difficult. But that's, again, what I have to do is what's God doing with me? He's bringing me to an end of myself and bringing me to a place where I don't trust my own mind and my own thoughts and my own judgment. And the moment that you stop trusting yourself and you put your trust fully in God, God will do something with you. As long as you trust yourself and you trust your judgments, you trust whatever, you trust anything besides Him, that's when you're going to get in real serious trouble. Because Jesus said, thou shalt have no other... that when Lucifer was trying to tempt him in the desert in Luke chapter 4, he said that when he told Jesus, all you got to do, if you want all the kingdoms of this world and their splendor, all you got to do is bow down and worship me. And what did Jesus say? Thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shall you serve. So, you know, he put that right. And for the children of God, we put it right. You know, we walk in truth. We are used wherever God would have to use us. We get stretched, but at the same time, God will not stretch you past what you can go through. He will make a way for you where there is no way. God will do that for you. You know, He does that for His people. God makes a way where there is no way. You know, for us, it's a process. And it's a process of life. It's a process of truth. It's a process of going through. You know, we just talked about that recently, of the need for you to go through. Not out, but through. You know, God wants you and I to go through. And this is one of those things where, you know, as long as you look for the way out, you know, there's a friend of mine that told me before in the States, he said, look, here's how, he said, if you fail to learn the lessons from your past, you're destined to repeat them. You know, you and I, we need to learn a few things along the way. And God does that in us by taking us through. And you know something I've learned too? When you keep walking with Christ, when you look back on life, if you look back at things and the things that He's learned in you and He's helped you to understand, when you look back on your life and then you look at the next phase, when you go to the next thing, you'll realize how everything that you have done in following Christ and the challenges that He's allowed you to face, how all of those will help you for the next thing. But when you don't, when you don't go through the right way, you are deficient when you get to the next phase of life, because you didn't take the time to allow God to maximize something in your life. You tried to do it on your own. Look, the arm of flesh will fail you. The plans that you have for yourself, they're not going to work. Rather, just be. Be still and know that I am God. Ah. That is part of the call for the children of God, is to be still. Yes, we move, but within your soul, to be still. Sometimes you got to slow yourself down, even in the natural. And just be still. Just stop. Just trust. Just believe. Just allow for Him to raise up the truth and the knowledge of Christ Jesus in you. Allow Him. Ask Him. Seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Ask Him for what you need, and God will take care of you. He does. He does that. He's got an amazing way. You know, I mean, I just even think about some of the things in my own life of how God has made an amazing way for me when otherwise I don't know how I would have done it. See, God makes a way for us in dry places. God makes a way for us in difficult circumstances and situations. God makes a plan and a purpose for you and I that He is responsible for bringing into fruition. All you and I have to do is trust Him and allow Him the access that He needs to be able to help us walk forward in this. See, God, in the end of the day, He wants all of you. 100%. He doesn't want any just part of anybody. The same way that, you know, back to the bride analogy, I remember even one time, God had me teaching a Bible study in college, and I asked the guys, I said, how many of you guys would want to marry a girl who had eyes for somebody else? Nobody raised their hand. Why? Everybody thinks and everybody wants that when God, when He opens something up, that, so often what people want is they want things easy. And God is not going to make it easy. But He is going to keep it simple. And the simple part of this whole thing is trust Him. Trust Him that He knows what He's doing with you. Trust Him that He is going to make a way for you. Trust Him that, you know, He can just shift something in the spirit and everything changes. He can shift something in the spirit and everything changes. So that which you couldn't sell before is in demand now. That which you couldn't get clearance for before is open to you now. That which you longed for and tried for so hard, for so many times, it's not there, but then the next time it is. You know, God creates. God makes a way. And He throughout has made a way where there is no way. He is a king of impossible circumstances in taking that which is impossible and turning it into something possible. God takes something that could never happen the right way and then He flips it and all of a sudden things change completely. That's what He did with Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Daniel chapter 3. If you want a good story of how God turns things around for His people, there's a perfect example. Why? They're completely doomed. But they trusted their God. And their God, whom they trusted, He also knew that whatever it is that these guys face, that their hearts are with Me. And they put that on the line. And were willing to face whatever consequences it took, but they would not turn their back on God. They would not turn their back on truth. They would not compromise the core of who they were. And at the end of the day, that is what Jesus wanted. And at the end of the day, God Himself said, you know what? These guys are going into a fiery furnace. I'm going to go right there with them because that's where I want to be. I want to be with those guys. I want to be with the guys that are committed to following and trusting Me. And that is what God does for us. God makes that way for us. And He provides the structure, the support, everything necessary for you and I to excel in what we do. So as God continues to build His church, realize and recognize that you and I are part of the most amazing army of God for all that will take place in time to come. So with that, hey, God bless you guys. I love you. Keep on keeping on. Drop us an email at faithmix@gmail.com. We'd love to hear from you. All right. Hey, God bless you guys. Talk to you later. Bye.